Ladies and gentlemen, Back Gig Studios Lounge is proud to present The GigCast. Welcome to the GigCast. This is the GigCast show number 172. I'm your host, JT Shea. And joining me today, as usual, from the great white north of the frozen tundra of the American Midwest, Mr. Scott Gallatin from, of course, Scott Gallatin Comics. Actually, what's your MattScottComics.com? Jeez,
you can find me at MattScottComics.com. You can find me at ScottGallatin.com. You can find me at SGallatin.com. But if you go to SGallatin.com or scottgallatin.com, be prepared to be disappointed. I haven't done much with them yet.
Put a big button on the center. It sends you over to mattscottcomic.com.
Well, no, sgallatin.com's got pictures of my kids on it. So.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
And, very nice. That's a family site.
Yeah, there's really not anything else there, seriously.
All right. Hey, and joining us as well, blast from the past, for those of you who used to read webcomics way back in the day, is Hunter Gallion, otherwise known as Zim, from Sword in Hand at swordinhand.com. Welcome, Hunter. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How you guys doing?
Oh, just peachy. So obviously, folks, we'll be talking with Hunter about his return to webcomics and what's been going on in the webcomic world from his point of view, as well as Shallow Thought, Christiana Ellis. And we do have, once again, it was missing last week from both the shows last week, but we do have a TBBA spotlight. That's right. Brian Anderson has sent us some more of his picks, so I'll have those as well.
Am I on one of them any yet? Did he pick me again?
No, you were picked a couple weeks ago, remember?
Oh.
Yeah, I'll ask him if I can add you again, if you want.
The bastard.
That bastard, Brian Anderson. All right, we'll get to all that and more right after this.
Prepare to drown your brain in a tablespoon of philosophy. It's Christiana's Shallow Thoughts on the GigCast. And now, Christiana's Shallow Thoughts. Sometimes bugs get in the house. It's a fact of life. Unless you want to live in a hermetically sealed bunker, odds are that you're going to get a fly or a spider or a moth or something invading your living space. Now, there are some people for whom that is a genuine freak-out situation, and I've never been one of those. Which is not to say that I enjoy it either. Still, I've always been inclined to capture bugs alive if possible, and to put them outside rather than to squish them. I could get high and mighty here and insist that I do this because I respect the sanctity of all living things. But that's only kinda true. If I dig back down to my animal hindbrain, I do it not out of compassion, but because the idea of a squished bug in my apartment squicks me out more than the idea of a living bug. But as it happens, the two motivations coincide. Still, I found myself in a bit of a quandary today. I think it must have happened when I had the front door open at some point, but I ended up with a great big black fly in my apartment today. Now, flies are not the grossest nor scariest of bugs by any stretch, but they rank pretty high on the annoyance factor. Buzzing around, following you from room to room, landing on your food, and so on. And yet, far more than things like spiders or moths, flies are remarkably adept at avoiding capture. After several failed attempts to capture the fly alive, I came to the conclusion that there was no way to rid myself of this fly without resorting to more violent measures. When you get right down to it, it was him or me. So I reached for a convenient magazine, rolled it up, and began stalking my prey. But even with my new weapon, the fly wasn't making it easy on me. I had to dig deep to bring up the ancient predator instincts from my primitive ancestors. Slow and silent, I crept toward the fly, my glossy print 86-page club raised, and thwack! Crap! I missed! Thwack! 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 Crap! 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 It is at this point that my more modern, sophisticated, lazy instincts begin rationalizing that flies don't live for very long, and maybe if I just put up with it, odds are that it would be dead within the day anyway. ShallowThoughts.libsyn.com and ChristianaEllis.com, 206-984-9264. New Thoughts Daily.
What's it, Sophie? It's that time again? Come on, let's go.
It's time for some links from a guy in the know. When it comes to making comics, hey, this guy is a pro. Searches the web to find stuff he likes, and we share him with you on the TBBA Spotlight. It's the Bastard Brian Anderson Spotlight. From the Gatecast and DogEatDoug.com. That's right, folks. It's time once again for the TBBA Spotlight. That Bastard Brian Anderson sent us a few more links to comics that he's looking at on the web, he's reading and enjoying, and wants to share with all of us out there in the GigCast listening audience. All right. Let's see. This week he sent a comic called Two Cows and a Chicken, and it is just that. It's a comic on Comic Sherpa about two cows and a chicken. It's a newspaper formatted black and white strip. It's very funny, and it is. It's about two cows and a chicken and their adventures. Great strip, very funny, and you should definitely check it out. The link will be in the show notes, because Comic Sherpa does come kind of weird. I don't know, comicsherpa.com/site/blah-blah-yada-yada-yada, but it'll be in the show notes, or do a search for, I believe, two cows and a chicken. I don't think anything else will come up if you did a search for that. The next one Brian sent us this week is a comic called Lady Star. It was an e-novel before, but now it's a web comic. And it is a kind of a manga-style sort of adventure, full-color, with full-color pages. The style is more kind of like a manga mix, sort of kind of like Disney-ish, but not really. I mean, it's not that cartoony, but it's a little more, the people are a little fuller, a little more anglicized, I guess, than you would find in a regular manga. But it's a fantasy adventure with heroes and swords and the Lady Star, which is the, I believe, it's Lady Star Jessica Hoshi and the Ajan Warriors, A-J-A-N, Ajan Warriors. I don't know, it's very, like, kind of a manga-style Lord of the Rings kind of fantasy adventure. Again, full-color pages, very cool, check it out. It's at ladystar.net. And the last one he sent us this week is a comic called Engine. It's at enginehunt.com, and it's really, really cool looking. It's a black and white full page comic. It's not newspaper formatted. The art is incredible. It's a lot of fun to look at. And according to its about page, it's a defeated hero, a young student, an aging master, a lost princess. Fate has called them together to defend a small world and its dragon spirit against the chimes of doom. So pretty much it's an evil galactic cartel which is seeking the legendary engines which are hidden on a small outworld planet. It's up to a ragtag group of lost heroes to defend the world while rediscovering the lost heroes within themselves. Metal versus magic, science versus sorcery, the past versus the future, for the life of an ancient dragon and the fate of all time. This is Engine. And with an about paragraph like that, that kind of writing, you know it's going to be a good story, because that's very well written. I'm impressed. I'm going to have to go back to the beginning and start looking at this one myself. Again, it looks really cool. The art is very well done, and hopefully it'll be a very good story. Looks like you can actually go to Shadow Planet Scottgallatin.com and actually order the first 106-page graphic manga novel about this, Engine Volume 1. So it's been out there for a while. All right, well, that is the That Bastard Brian Anderson's spotlight for this week. And remember, you check out dogeatdoug.com for your Brian Anderson goodness every day. And if you follow him on Twitter, it's not a bad thing to do. Again, at twitter.com/dogeatdoug. He's got a couple other things going. His first book of Doggy Doug collection is still in the stores. Get it for it'd be a great under the tree present or rolled up and put in stocking stuffer. Buy one for your favorite pet today. All right, folks, that's it this week for the Brian Anderson spotlight. Tune in next week for more. And until next time, as Brian is wont to say, and he hasn't told me to stop saying it, so I'm going to keep doing it. Only forest fires can prevent bears. Until next time, this is JT Shea for Brian Anderson. And now back to your regularly scheduled GigCast, already in progress. All right, and we're back.
Really?
Yeah.
That was quick.
Didn't even feel like we went anywhere, did it?
Well, I was deeply engrossed by Christiana's shallow thoughts.
Yeah, it was a good one, wasn't it?
They all are. I mean, how could it not?
Exactly. So it's safe saying that. The fact that I haven't put it in there yet, and we don't know exactly which one it is yet, doesn't make any difference because they're all just mind-boggling excellent.
And while we're talking about excellence, if you've enjoyed Christiana's shallow thoughts, you should be checking out Space Casey, which is a audiobook that she did.
Yeah,
audio novel.
I think Space Casey is more of a serialized audio drama, or comedy. Space comedy. What do you want to call it? I don't know.
I was going to say sci-fi audiobook.
Sure.
But then she has Nina Kimberly, The Merciless, which definitely grows on you because she does some funny voices in it a little bit that took a little bit getting used to at first. But yeah,
that was her first foray into the whole audio realm, and she's definitely mastered it. She is excellent.
She does a nice job.
Yeah, hey, and speaking of excellence, you should go over to Scott's site and buy some stuff.
Yeah,
shouldn't you, Scott?
It would be excellent if you guys could pay some of my bills for me.
That's right. All right, here's the deal, folks. Scott doesn't want to mention it, but I will. He's had some car issues. We've all had some car issues the last week. It seemed to be a week of car issues. If it wasn't my starter going out, my alternator going out in the van, or from Stupid's, Mr. Brian Gibson, he had a flat tire he had to get fixed, and you blew a head gasket in your van, right? Oh, in your truck? You, right? It wasn't a head gasket? You said
No, it did not end up being a head gasket, but it was still not a vehicle. I was throwing oil all over the place, and it's
I had a little bit of car issues, too, this week. My gas counter ran low, and I had to fill it up, and that kind of sucked.
It's a universal problem. It's a universal problem.
Oh.
Ah, man. But the problem is with Scott is that he had to use the money that he was saving and scrimping to buy his plane ticket to come down to MegaCon. To fix his car, so in kind of a quandary,
kind of
quagmire, a problem. The problem being, he already has his table, and he is an integral part of the night gig machine that has to be at MegaCon. But yet now he can't afford a ticket. So what is he doing? He is offering to you people the fruits of his labor, the fruits of his loom, so to speak. That's right. You can get all kinds of great. So you get mini comics. You can get bookmarks. You can get buttons. You can get sketches. All kinds of great stuff, sketchbooks, mini sketchbooks from your store. And all that money will go to getting Scott to MegaCon.
I already have one very weird sketch request. So
really?
Feel free to ask for strange things. If it's really strange, I might ask you to change it. But let's put it this way. Carl asked for me to draw something.
Oh,
and he said
God.
If I do it, he'll pay for it. So you know how weird that is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That'd
be good.
It involves sucking the chrome off of Optimus's prime bumper or something like that.
Geez, Scott, you know, Carl, love you to death, man, but jeez.
Yeah, the boy's twisted.
Yeah.
We like him that way, though.
Why does all of his porn involve pop culture stuff from the 80s, though? That's what I don't understand. But anyway.
Did you really need an explanation there?
But, no, I guess I don't. But anyway, head on over to mattscottcomic.com. And click on the store link and help get Scott to MegaCon. He's not asking for a handout. This is stuff he was going to sell at the convention. It's high quality stuff from BetterWayMerch.com. Another plug there for our good friends over at Better Way Merch. Tanya, that's for you.
Truthfully, the minis came from like Kinko's or something.
Okay, right. But the
bookmarks and the bookmarks and the buttons and the
right
and the bookmarks. They came from Better Way Merch.
Exactly. So yeah, it's a great way to support Scott. Get him to MegaCon. Get some of the get the bookmarks. So you can see the high quality merchandise that you can order yourself from a Better Way Merch. I'm hoping those chicken you know, she'll throw some money your way. It's kind of how this advertising thing, kind of a crossover to try to, yeah. So yeah, that's our main story. That's our lead story. Help get Scott to MegaCon because, folks, I can't do it myself. I can't. I just can't.
Just can't.
Can't. We have a good group of people there, but Scott is like he's the guy when we're all kind of sitting around wondering what to do, where to go for dinner. He's the man that makes the decision. And I don't want to spend all weekend on the cell phone asking Scott where we need to go eat.
Yeah, because I'll probably be doing something else.
Probably.
Crying in a beer somewhere.
But I won't be on the phone. All right. So that's besides that night gig news, what else do we have going on at the old gig here? Is that how's the book coming?
The book we've been sort of dragging our butt on because we really need to get I'm going to have to turn the thumb screws. We're missing a few pages. We're a little behind schedule. We got pages from at least three people, mm-hmm. and we're looking for the rest.
We could have a very short book. Together. Hopefully it'll come together, but we should get it all ironed out and put together and announcing pre-orders probably at the beginning of the year. Hopefully. That sounds like a plan.
Or even sooner.
Or even sooner, exactly. Maybe we could probably start the pre-orders before that, I suppose. But we're doing a con only pre-order special cover once again, and then after that, all the other print on demand stuff will be just a plain old mint looking clean cover. But those Krishna covers, man, they're going to be collector's items, definite collector's items, and you can get them signed by Krishna if you order early enough. So, all right. Oh, also, those of you who've been trying to hit Night Gig now and again, and every once in a while you get a. To the server taking too long to respond or whatnot. That's Lunar Pages playing their little games with us once again, saying that for some reason, even though we're hosting a website on their site, they don't want us to host a website on their site. They just want us to put our data there and just let it sit there. They don't want actual website running on their whole website hosting site.
Heaven forbid it should actually take up any CPU usage.
All right, and no memory usage, and don't access the database. Whatever you do, do not access the database.
Yeah. You can have unlimited databases and unlimited bandwidth.
Yeah, just don't use
it. But if you do use that, use the memory,
Don't ask the computer to actually do anything, because that would be wrong. That's not what you're paying for.
We should go back and check the emails.
Yeah,
I think they just do this to us at the same time every year.
I think that's what it is.
I honestly, yes.
You think it's just they're trying to get us to upgrade to pay them more money for the same crap,
right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. So yeah, we're gonna be doing some moving, looking at different options. So if Night Gig is a little squirrely over the next couple of weeks, that's why. Hopefully the GigCast should not be any problem getting the RSS feed for your GigCast. We got plans to make that be nice and smooth. And all you other members of Night Gig, if you haven't accessed your stuff lately, you might want to think about making backups. I think I've downloaded the entire site, 3.8 gigabytes at 26,000 files. I think that's everything.
To give you all fair warning, we're not going to load everything up.
No,
we're gonna do a new forum. We're gonna start from scratch there. The old forum had been acting flaky, anyways.
Yeah,
we're going to primarily we've been using WordPress as our means of communicating with you guys, anyways. And the forums are just kind of fun.
There were a lot of quote studios we've set up in the past that were still there, but I don't know how much they've been used. I mean, judging from the last posts on some of them, it's been at least 6, 7, 8 months, some a couple of years. So it might be one of those things where if you do go to your site and you notice it's not there, let us know and we'll put it back up, type of thing. Then we'll say, oh, okay, sure, we just weren't sure if you're actually using it or not. and that kind of thing. And we kind of use this as an excuse to kind of clear things out, tighten things up, make it a little more, I don't know, user-friendly, a little more accessible, that sort of thing. Little, you know, that sort of thing. So, all right. Now, I think that covers all the Night Gig news, unless there's anything else that I forgot.
Nope.
No? Okay. Good. So what's happening out
there? Oh, wait, there was...
Oh, okay.
Never mind.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah. It was somewhat... You know what? Even though you weren't around last week when I did the gig cast, I don't want to say it was kind of nice, but it was a lot easier. I don't know what that means exactly. I mean, I missed you and all. And we got some complaints that we were a little short on content. And you know, I could have done a better job. But hey, it was a holiday week. What do you want from me?
Those people just should shut up.
No, I'm glad they're listening and that they care enough to complain.
Well, yeah, it's, you know what, it was bad. I was sick, ill.
Yeah, well.
I was dead.
Yep, and we were actually able to record on Thanksgiving, and it just didn't make it out that week, so that was why. I guess technically we've missed a week now, although we never had... we recorded it.
Yeah, that's officially...
Okay,
we recorded it. I don't even know why you didn't put it up.
I should have just put it up. It was one of those things where I was feeling like crap and a lot of family stuff going on and this, that, and the other. It just didn't happen. And, oh, well.
Yeah, it's officially the first week we missed.
A little bit of depression there, the blahs, you know, the whole out-of-work thing. Yeah, Christmas
baby
is coming.
Blues.
Yeah. What are you going to do? But anyway...
Everyone's
all right.
Raging.
All right. What do we got? Well, let's bring Hunter into this now. We've got some other stuff we can talk about a little bit later, but let's since we got Hunter here, let's welcome him back to the webcomic community. How long was Sword in Hand in hiatus?
The actual last strip that continued the storyline was in 2004. I did a few other strips on the side that really didn't have anything to do with the storyline, but yeah, 2004. It's been over 4 years.
Yeah, basically. When I was before we brought you on, I was telling you, Scotty, you know, he's been on hiatus since for 3 years. No, it's been 4 years.
Yeah. Well, I went back and I deleted those strips because they really didn't have anything to do with the comic. And you know, I'm trying to get this thing going again. People are going to come back and see those strips that really don't even have anything to do with the story. They're going to be confused.
That's not really hiatus. That's more of a suspended animation or hibernation something.
It was clinically dead.
Yeah. Yeah, you're heading towards the light. All right. Hey, I'll tell you what. For those people that... A lot of the people listening to the show probably haven't been in webcomics for more than 4 years, so they might not have even heard of Sword in Hand. So why don't you let people know what Sword in Hand's all about? You know what I mean.
Sure. But before I plug my comic, though, I just want to make sure you have the technology to beep out cuss words. I'm a 25-year-old dude. I might let one slip out every now and then.
Yeah, I think so. I think I can handle that.
Okay. All right. Great. That's awesome. Okay. Sword in Hand is fucking literally... And this is a true fucking story, too. Literally, the best motherfucking comic out there. And I'm dead serious, too. Like, that shit is so damn fucking good that I'm fucking amazed that that level of fucking awesomeness even comes out of my own hands. Yeah. So, anyways, you get to the site at swordinhand.com. And, yeah. I'm... Sorry.
Okay. You know, I'm tempted just to put one long beep over that whole thing.
I think I may have said the F word once during that.
Are you sure Sword in Hand's not a metaphor for something? There was a lot of F-ing and a lot of in the hand, and there was a lot of...
Oh, my God. That's getting beeped.
Oh. Anyway. No, so what okay, it's a great webcomic. What's the story about, though, man? Come on.
Okay. The best way for me to describe Sword in Hand is compare... Because I know a lot of your listeners... know about the Gods of Archelon and Chuck Rawls webcomic. Mm-hmm. Really popular at Drunk Duck, you know, incredibly popular. My comic's actually very, very similar, eerily similar to his.
Wait a minute. Sword in Hand is a Gods of Archelon fan fiction?
No. No. It's very similar. You know, the setting is quite similar. It's a fantasy world. There are gods that interact with mortals, and there's dragons and knights and magic and all that crap. you know, his strip is more of a graphic novel story, epic story and whatever. Mine is more of like your Sunday comics, like four panel newspaper strip, but it tells an ongoing story. It's really easy to read and get into. The humor is a little bit darker, I'd say, than Chuck's comic. But it's your average fantasy.
Is it kind of like a Dungeons & Dragons based type of world you're talking about then, with the whole
yeah, and it's funny you say that, because you know, like Chuck has said before that that's how his setting came along to be.
Yep.
You know, same thing here. That's don't tell anyone I've played Dungeons & Dragons before.
Don't worry about it, man. Your secret's safe with us. No one listens. Awesome. Not a problem.
Okay. the freaky thing is that Sword and Hand is based in a world called Archaos, and you know, that's very similar to Archelon. I swear I didn't steal that. Swear.
Oh, I don't know.
No, Chuck's got a lawsuit out for me, but I did not.
I think Chuck's giving Carl a call right now. I think you're in trouble, man.
So yeah, if you play D&D and you do a web comic and you live in Pennsylvania, it's becomes the Gods Archelon. If you live in Texas, it's Sword and Hand with Archaos. So it's I don't know. It's so weird. It's very similar what we got going on here.
Very Archaos cool. Might be easier to spell though.
Yeah, probably, or at least yeah. All right, so. Like I said, you got into webcomics back at like when Drunk Duck was starting out, way when Drunk Duck was a nice little small good community to host a webcomic. Mm-hmm. And then you stopped, and now you're back. What kind of differences have you seen in what brought you back?
Okay, well, first of all, the reason I stopped, I moved to California. I got a full time job. I was working about 60 hours a week, and the comic kind of sputtered to a halt. And then after the work kind of, you know, smoothed out and I could have resumed updating, I got seriously involved in EverQuest and World of Warcraft, and you guys know what happens to people who get involved in that stuff.
They have children and they stop playing. That's what happened to me anyways.
So anyways, it's, you know, it's been 4 years. I just, after a while playing Warcraft all day long, I just filed it away and never even thought of renewing it again. And, but anyways, I moved back to Austin, got out of California, and I got a job as a graphic, kind of like a graphic editor, graphic design for a photography company. So it's just stupid for me not to do a webcomic. I'm working with Photoshop all day long anyways.
There you go.
Anyways, I told myself, I've been telling myself for like 2 years now that I really want to get back and do something, maybe not Sword in Hand, but just something. I'm a really big reader of Sinfest, and I wanted to do something like that. So anyways, I went out and bought a Wacom Cintiq, screen. Oh, man. It's
you must be doing pretty well then with your little
well,
camera company, whatever you're working for.
Yeah, they are incredibly expensive, but it's – oh, my God. It's amazing.
So I take it the way you did the comic before and the way you do the comic now has changed drastically?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You would think that the Wacom, the Cintiq would make things quicker, but that's not the case. It actually made things take longer, but it's just so much easier to fix things and make them look better, whereas with the Wacom tablet, I just would do it and be like, okay,
good enough.
I'm not spending 2 hours to fix this crap.
All right, cool. So,
I have a feeling.
When you started up before, you were on Drunk Duck. But are you hosting the comic on Drunk Duck at all now, or are you just doing your own website?
No, I have an entry on there just to let people know that I'm back. But no, I'm not. 4 years ago, Drunk Duck was an amazing place. It's a little disappointing what's happened to it now. I don't know. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, hey, but for 3 cents a share, you can buy platinum and bring it back to its glory days if you want.
I'll pass on that.
I don't know. I mean, it's
I don't know, Scott.
Runs okay,
Scott, we were telling them to buy at four. If they had, they would have lost money.
Well, if they would have bought at four, the stock probably would have gone up. They didn't listen to us.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, and they could have made a difference. They could have made a difference.
If they would have only listened to us, we tried. No, I mean it's that whole they serve a nice niche, but it's really not that unique of a thing anymore.
It's lost what it had to me, what it had 4 years ago.
Well, the marketability of the whole thing is gone down because, for a while it was you had just a very few easy to use competitors of Drunk Duck. You know, you had Comic Dish and you had Smack Cheese, because really, Comic Genesis was even when you get in, it's not as straightforward as Drunk Duck.
It was not easy to use at all. Right.
But now you. There's all sorts of stuff starting to pop up that makes hosting a comic.
Oh yeah, you get your Comics Press plug into WordPress or theme in WordPress, and with this, what's this Web Comic Manager? Is that the one that they just the new beta's out for that?
Yeah, that's the Comic Press Manager.
Yeah,
that's coming out, and that makes life really, really nice.
Yeah, really, really easy. I mean, people that
from Scott, what's that?
It's making it really, really easy for anybody to host webcomic without too much a problem. Whereas before, Drunk Duck was probably the easiest way to have a decent looking site.
Yeah, I was. It's 4 years ago. That's incredible. That's very true. That's why it was so nice. And Comic Press has come along now and makes it so easy for an entry webcomic just to have something nice looking. And Drunk Duck is just, I don't know, it just didn't keep up, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. No, but it's, even like Webcomic Planet that's coming around the bend here, where it's not going to be long before you can host your comics spot anywhere. I mean, even if you just do it on Blogger, it's there's nothing wrong with that. And
Blogger, LiveJournal, there's people hosting comics everywhere without having to deal with thousands of flash ads in your face on trying to navigate through your comic.
That's the worst part about what's happened to Drunk Duck is that their ads department needs to be fired.
Sensory overload.
Instead of using Drunk Duck as a loss leader to get IP properties, to get eyeballs in front of their properties, they tried to make it a self-sufficient money-making website, which it could have been though.
Even if they would just put 10 cents worth of effort into making t-shirts.
I feel so bad talking about Drunk Duck in this way because I want to love it.
Well, and the thing is, there are still some very good comics out there that I still visit. I still visit Charby. I still visit Megan, who does I Was Kidnapped by Lesbian Pirates from Outer Space. Hey, I got it right this time.
You think? I don't know. I don't know, man. I have to check. Judges?
God of Archelon is still out there. Even Hero by Night is still getting hits out there.
It's not still updating, is it?
I don't think it's updating, but it's still getting hits. Hang on, let me go find out.
No, there's no way it's updating. I mean, unless they got somebody else to take over already.
I don't know. That's the part I haven't checked out, but it's still in the top 10. It is still in the top 10.
Of course it is, because it's one of Platinum Studios' project things that they're trying to make a TV show out of. So
it's a good comic.
Oh, tell me they're not messing with the numbers.
No, I don't know. For all I know, the script that updates all the numbers hasn't worked.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Anyway, we won't get into that. That's just pure speculation on my part.
Purely speculation.
Yes.
No, but there's still lots of good quality stuff to read out of Drunk Duck. There's still a lot of community there.
I'm not questioning the content at all. I mean, there's great.
Oh, no. Yeah, the content and the community are still top-notch.
Yeah, the community.
But
yeah,
it's the management that's seriously lacking. I mean, they're doing all these things to kind of just keep it moving, and they've done nothing to really make it grow. Or to make – how about – here's a thought. Some creative money-making ideas. I mean, there's – you're an IP property company. Print-on-demand is really, really – you could have done print on demand through Drunk Duck. You could do t-shirts. T-shirts are very, you could do, we're not talking about $1 million investment things here, but there's nothing saying that Drunk Duck couldn't have used a little bit of, effort.
Yeah, no, they could have partnered with Kablam or some other company to do that to make it easy for somebody to say, I want to take these pages, I want them in print form. And
No. I'm even saying if Kablam can make the investment to become a print-on-demand company.
Yeah, so could have
DrunkDuck.
Yeah, or DrunkDuck.
You know, and be a print-on-demand company. You host files out there, and they'll print a book for you. There's a shock.
Yeah,
you've already got all the infrastructure to upload the files. You've got the web presence
and thousands of people that have web comics that would love to see them in print. Make it easy for them.
Make it a print-on-demand thing, but no. They're an IP. They're an intellectual property holdings company. They apparently couldn't use some of that intellect to. I don't know. Whatever. But their stock's worth 3 cents. Thanks.
Yeah, it's okay though because Robert Downey Jr. is interested in it one way or another.
Oh yeah, that's fine. That's going to be a great movie. Yep. Cowboys and ducks.
Yeah. Cowboys and ducks.
Yeah.
Ducks.
Cowboys and alien ducks.
Alien ducks. Where's the duck coming in? Am I missing something?
Drunk duck.
Oh, drunk duck. Oh, right. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm thinking. I don't know. What my mind went to Howard the Duck for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, now that's a movie I would see. Howard the Duck goes to the Wild Wild West.
So anyway, Hunter, what else is going on with you over there at Sword in Hand?
Sorry, I didn't mean to railroad you. We're doing an interview.
It's more of a conversation. It's not really an interview. It's flowing.
You know.
Yeah.
You know. So I quit the comic 4 years ago. So I just recently began doing strips again. Got back into the flow. It feels like I never stopped. But all that 4 years ago is like kind of frozen in my mind as far as webcomics go, because I haven't really paid attention to anything apart from Sinfest and Penny Arcade. All the other ones kind of dropped off to me. So there's a lot of comics that I actually have been going back to and am very disappointed to see that they don't even exist anymore.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, but there's a resurgence of some coming back. I mean, recently Ink Tank started up again. Ink Technology didn't come back, but... But Barry Smith
No. He's kind of bringing it back.
Oh, is he?
Well, he just in the comic, he just got a job at Angst Technology.
I really need to pay more attention to what's going on out there. But what do you know? Maybe it's just a reference. But yeah, but I mean that he's back in the game now. You're back in the game now. So you never know. And next thing you know, Gecko Nation will come back, and it'll be a huge hit.
I want No Fourth Wall to Break back. I want Hotel Grimm back. That's old.
That's old school. Hey,
that's really old.
Are they still in Texas? You could hunt them down.
Yep.
You
know, Chris and Christopher Harrell and Kendra Marsh are still in Texas. I catch them on IM every once in a while.
Tell him to listen to this and tell him that people want to see that again.
They want to host. You know what? We should if Chris listens to this, he has an open invitation. We'll host his site out at Night Gig.
Sure. Because Hotel Grimm was awesome.
Well, and it's not doing anything, so it's not like it's going to take up a whole lot of bandwidth.
Exactly.
But yeah, we'd do that.
I want Jenny Black Kitty from Random Thoughts to start drawing again, because she hasn't did a comic in quite a while.
Yeah, and she hasn't done. I mean, she used to do the Drunk Duck News with us for a long time until the whole Platinum thing kind of blew up in their faces, and so I wonder what she's up to. I mean, she's.
She's working school. Well, yeah, she's teaching. She's teaching, but and it's kind of a thing. But
sure. So you want all the people that used to be on Drunk Duck to come back and start posting again.
Well, I don't. I mean, I'm just
Yeah, I know.
They were your homeboys,
right?
That was a good group back then. Bringing back memories.
Very Anyways, cool. 4 years ago, like YouTube didn't even exist.
Yeah,
We lived like animals back then.
we hunted in packs, and when times were tough, we had our own young. Yeah, it was the internet was rough back then. I agree.
How did we manage to actually get through a workday?
How did we without Twitter? How did we do it without Twitter? That's what
I
want.
Yeah, I could maybe do it without Twitter. I like Twitter, but I find that when I should be working, I'm gone. Maybe I'll just refresh one more time.
One more time.
Oh, don't talk about compulsive refreshing. Don't even get me started with that.
That's why I use Twirl, because it pops up every few minutes. It'll say, these new tweets. Here's new tweets.
I'm sure any webcomic artist is obsessed with their page views and hits.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
My typical work day, I go to work. I go to lunch. I come back, check my page views. Do some work, check my page views, do some work, check some page views. And this is all in a 3-minute period.
So you can equate the numbers to what you had to what you're doing now. Or have you been able to kind of compare if you've gotten anywhere back to where you might have been before?
Well, I did the comic for 2 years. And while I was on Drunk Duck, I migrated off of Drunk Duck after a while. But while it was on Drunk Duck, it had a number one spot in the on the comic strip side, not the story side, but the comic strip side for about a month or two. So I got an instant just load of readership, but I continued to do the strip for 2 years after that, and I had a really giant following, and I thought that upon returning, it would be pretty easy with Project Wonderful to kind of grab a lot of that all back.
Yeah,
and it's came back, but I'm used to seeing thousands, and I'm not quite seeing that yet. But I don't know. It's just I don't even want to think about it. It chokes me up.
Yeah, it'll get back, man. It'll get back. You see, the thing is, a lot's been going on since you've been gone, and a lot of people have kind of dispersed and other things. But once
competition gets that much harder,
a lot of them might not have got the word that you're back yet. So hopefully,
one thing that I've noticed is that before people would even with the amount of hits I'm getting right now, because it's not awful, but people would always come and visit the forum and talk. It's like forums aren't the thing to do.
No, it's all instant gratification now with Twitter and
that's exactly what I was thinking, comments and all that sort of crap.
Yeah, exactly. Our forums were very active, and now they're not so much. It's more of an instant gratification type of world we're in now. Forums used to be that way, where you'd post something, refresh it, somebody would reply, and you reply back. But now you don't need to do that anymore.
I got it.
Well,
yeah.
and if you're gonna work a forum, you have to work your forum.
Yes,
you
do.
You can't just let it do itself. It's because it will die off, or it will become a troll ground. I mean, that's really the only kind of forums that are doing well, in my opinion, the ones that are completely random and just let anything fly, and the ones where the author is actually very active.
The most active forums of the sites that are just that, the forum, something awful or something like that. Yeah. I mean, those are the forums which are still pretty active. I guess Mega Tokyo, that their forum, I guess, was – I don't know if it's still active. It was active a year or so ago, where the whole community grew up within that forum.
Yeah, there are people that don't even read the strip that go to the Mega Tokyo forums.
Yeah. So yeah, it's one of those things where, Drunk Duck forums used to be great, but now they went with their own little back on the Drunk Duck bashing. The forums they have now are unusable, and I never even go there. So I don't even know what's going on, if anything still is in those forums.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, what are you gonna do? And nowadays, like I said, most of the conversations that go on within comics nowadays are in the comments, and pretty much any decent webcomic navigation system has a way to comment on the day's comic, and that's where the conversations develop now. It's not so much on the forums anymore. Used to be you read the comic, you go to the forum, and there'd be a thread started about that day's comic, and you'd have a big conversation about that comic in that forum, in that thread. Now the thread's right on the page where the comic is, so forums.
There are still a number of notable exceptions to that, where they've either turned comments off so that they can get all of their comments in one area,
uh-huh.
or they've they don't have a comment spot on their comic.
Sure.
And so they're still, but again, that goes back to that. They actively work their forums. It's not something they can, because of Twitter and because of comments on a post and Facebook updates and MySpace updates and all this stuff. you can't just ignore it for 24 hours and then come back. You got to check it.
Yeah.
Because you've got – it's sent with email. I still get a few emails every once in a while, but it kind of tapered off as the comments picked up. And it's that whole thing of there's a comment out there waiting for you. And somebody, it's in public, so they keep waiting.
Yeah.
You know, it's that whole I'd leave you a voicemail, but you never check it kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a whole new game.
So that's changed a lot since you've come back. Anything else?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm actually behind on that. I got to get on that game.
Yeah. Welcome back. Good luck. Get in line. No, it's a young man's game.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, he's only 25. So what else have you noticed that's different that has changed a lot since you've
come back? Ooh, I know one. There are more girls. There are more girls doing webcomics now than 4 years ago.
You know what I think that is? I just think there are more girls that like to tweet, and so you're finding more girls.
No, I honestly – well, I don't know. I mean, there are a lot of very – 4 years ago, the top web comics were mostly gamer comics drawn by guys, or manga comics drawn by guys. And there's some very notable exceptions, but now, we got I think probably 50% of the strips I read are probably written by women now.
Uh-huh.
And that's different.
Maybe you're just really in touch with your feminine side and you're reading girly web comics.
Well, there's
just throwing it out there.
Well, Giselle Lugosi can really draw a girl.
That's true. Well, yeah, but it also may have to do along with the fact that most of the comics you read by guys, the writing is secondary. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, because I don't know. I mean, I was just thinking Sinfest, the writing is on par with the drawing. The drawing is very good. I think on either side of the fence, you can find very strong writers and very strong artists on either side.
Sure.
Speaking of Sinfest, Sinfest has been around for so long, and I always thought that Sinfest was one of the better, it's up there. I thought that it was on top of, of a lot of other strips, but I've been looking at the Project Wonderful hits and stuff like that. I just am baffled and blown away that there are these a lot of other strips, far, far less quality, kind of just random strips that get quadruple the hits that a site like Sinfest gets.
You know, it's really weird. It's totally, what makes a comic popular. It's there's a lot of randomness that's involved in which strips will hit and what strips won't. You know what I mean?
Well, but even then, I mean, you can't call what Sinfest is getting a drop in the bucket either. I mean, he's still getting 60,000 hits a day.
Right.
And we're talking 60,000 unique hits a day.
Yeah. It's great. I mean, it's great, but I'm just saying there's a lot of other ones that I would consider far, far worse, and it's just weird that they're getting 90,000 hits a day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not a – he is certainly one of the top-notch players in the game, but it is weird to see who else is up there with him and to go, really?
And what's funny is, though, we were talking about before about having to interact with your readers and blah, 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 blah. He's one of those guys that doesn't do any of that. There's no comments. Yeah. I don't think there's even a forum, right?
No, he's an enigma.
And maybe that's why. Maybe that, sure, he's getting 60,000 hits, but that's just per people enjoying the comic, where some comics which may not be as good, but yet there's that whole interaction with the artists. There's a whole community building thing in there that comes into play.
Could be.
You never know. Indeed and do.
Yeah. Schlock is kind of a good example of that.
Yeah, Schlock's a great example of that. He's very active with his people. And
he has been since day one.
Uh-huh. Definitely. Howard Taylor's one of those guys who's a consummate pro, and he was able to, that's his job now, is his comic, which is great. Hey, one thing I wanted to mention, we were talking about Project Wonderful, we're talking about advertising and making money. And there's a big stink going on nowadays. The ASDAQ, the people that do a lot of the ads for a lot of these webcomics, are starting to drop these webcomics.
Yeah.
And the reason they're giving is too many graphics on the page or something, which kind of is like, well, it is a webcomic. Hello.
How do you spell that? I'm trying to look that up right now.
It's A-D-A-S blah, blah, blah. Hold on.
Yeah,
it's ADSDAQ.
They're the ones that are the competitor to the Google AdWords, aren't they?
Yes. Yes. And they've been dropping webcomics like crazy. And a lot of the people were, you know, that's what how they were making most of their money they were making on the webcomic off of you know, this ASDAQ. ADSDAQ. So the theory going around is that they've been burning through too much of their venture capital and are trying to narrow their who they'll actually, you know, allow to use their stuff, their ads, and so they're getting rid of the comics for some reason.
That's just so weird. I mean, I guess they're seeing these comic sites as like, I don't know. I don't really get that. Sorry.
Yeah, no. I mean, they're dropping. You know, pretty. You know, the Book of Biff was dropped. Questionable Content was dropped. Book Elves was dropped. A bunch. Clan of the Cats has been kicked off. Apparently, I mean, it's funny. The last couple of days, or last week or so, on Twitter, all you've been hearing is, you know, I've been dropped. I just got dropped. I got dropped. So, don't know.
Huh.
It's kind of weird. I don't know if that's how that bodes. If they're making a smart choice. Or if that's where most of these comics were making some of their money, that's going to be cutting into. I don't know if these people are actually doing it as their job, or if it was just kind of like a part time job for them. You know, if this will affect the comics at all. It'd be interesting to see. And of course, 4 years ago, when you were doing this, there wasn't really any way to make any money off webcomics ad wise. There was no Project Wonderful.
There
was
no. Doing things like that.
It was all direct thing. It was all if you, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You had to set up a deal, actually advertise with Control Alt Delete way back when. You just had to work directly with them.
Yeah. So, yeah. Interesting stuff. And another, bring some news in, there's a new website that's up and running called isitfunnytoday.com where you actually rate the day's webcomics.
I heard you mention that on the podcast last week.
Yeah, and
I had actually been to that site a few days before then.
Uh huh. What do you think about it? I think it's pretty much worthless.
I think that it's kind of interesting. And if they would add my freaking comic to their site, I would think it's a lot more interesting. But I don't know. I don't know. I've been using it a little bit, and it's.
You think it's just another way to find some other web comics, or
a pretty good gateway, or kind of like a Reddit style gateway or a Dig style gateway to new comics? Okay, yeah,
but or is it just kind of like a way to for the popular comics to get voted up to the top again?
Well, you know, there's always that, but they have a few systems in place where, you know, the rich are going to get richer with that thing, yeah, no doubt. But there's going to be a lot of other comics that are going to get free exposure for, you know, for nothing at all.
Sure.
I don't know.
Sure. I'm looking at their top sites, and it's just the same group.
You're seeing the same stuff.
Yeah. Although I'm kind of surprised. Well, and here's where it's saying, yeah, it's all about the popular kids in the class, because user-friendly is like number 26 in their top sites. Which user friendly is never really that funny, and it's a geek comic. It was one of the ones I first started reading, but it's not exactly. Actually, no, it's just the most recent. It's not on their not on their top. My bad.
What's the URL again?
Isitfunnytoday.com.
Oh, is it funny today?
Yeah. See, the first part I did that. The first part of the whole. The show last week, I kept saying, isitfunny.com. And in fact, I just got a comment just recently, just as we've been talking on the Gigcast from Katie Skeliski, you know, the one we said was a guy the first time we talked about her. She goes, I was actually yelling at the computer that as isitfunnytoday.com in the friendliest and sanest way possible, of course. So, yeah.
I'm optimistic about the site.
Well, sure. I mean, I guess it could be something. Give us some time, see what happens. Again, it's funny, though, because it's a website that is focusing on webcomics, but at the same time, it's all text.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but you almost have to be. I mean, it's if you're going to be promoting, could you imagine if they tried to load up that many images? You know, if they just tried to do thumbnails of all the comics that updated today? Holy crap.
What I would like to see, though, oh, it does. Okay, hey, that works. That's actually pretty cool. You click on the name of the comic, it brings up the comic, but at the top is it funny, like little toolbar thing. You can say, yeah, okay, I think it's funny or not. So I guess it's a good way to click through a bunch of comics and check out stuff you might not have seen before.
And if you read their blog, I think they're going to change it so that the story comics, it's not like a – they're not going to ask you, are the story comics funny? They're thinking about putting like a star system, a rating system in, something like that. It's still in the air. They're talking about it.
Okay, so again, still kind of like a dig type site where something strikes your funny bone, you can give it a kick up the ladder. All right, well, cool. Maybe we'll have to get these guys on to see how if they'll talk to us to see get their take on things, what they're planning on doing with the site. All right. So, you got anything else for us there, Mr. Hunter, sir? We're kind of
reaching
our time.
I wrote a lot of notes for all this. Drunk Doug did that. Chuck Rawls talked about him. All that. So, I am surprised that Casey Green, because I loved Cat, one of his older strips. Uh-huh. He's incredibly successful at the moment.
He's doing really well since he... Since he left, he was hosting a night gig, and now he's hosting over on Keen Spot.
Chuck had said that Casey did some work for Nickelodeon Magazine, too, and that seems pretty interesting.
Yeah, he and David Davis did a Wizard Brothers comic.
And they've done some SpongeBob stuff.
Yep. Oh, I think I think that was David Davis who was doing like a SpongeBob script. I'm not sure if Casey's involved.
Yeah, he's done a few. I've been meaning to ask him which ones, but...
Yeah?
It sounds like David's been doing, I mean, I don't know if he's making millions yet, but David's doing really well, and Casey did a few things there, and yeah, those guys are doing good.
Yeah, Casey's rocking. He's rocking hard. Rumblow.com.
That's awesome.
Yep, so it's Rumblow.com. Check it out if you haven't, if you're not following Casey Green. I don't know why you're not, and he'll be at MegaCon, which we want Scott to get to, so buy Scott's stuff. Buy Scott's stuff. It's simple.
I've even got DVDs you could probably buy. You could, you know, make an offer. I got a bunch of old VHS tapes.
VHS tapes. Do you have Teen Wolf 2? I've been dying to get a copy of Teen Wolf. No?
But if I find a copy of it, I will pick it up and sell it to you at a minor profit.
All right. Excellent.
You know, I have a... No, you can't have that, I guess.
What?
Well, I was going to say I have a Mach 5 model that you could buy, but no, you really can't.
Was it from McDonald's Happy Meal?
No. It's actually a die-cast model.
Oh,
it's
very nice.
Yeah, I got it for Christmas one year.
Really? Back before the movie?
Yes, before the movie.
Ooh, so it's like...
But probably after they announced that they were going to make one.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
So, you know, while they were still in production or something, I think they were selling die-cast models of the...
Very cool.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Now that we've gotten way off track.
Yeah.
Let's talk about nipples.
I was wondering when that was going to... Oh, let's not. And we can just... I'll put it in the notes that we did. Yeah, how's that sound?
Listeners, you think this show is clean? You should hear the conversation before the show.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I think you should write in. If you listening to the show... And you have an opinion relating to nipples.
Oh my god!
Feel free to comment. Put it in the comments. We'll talk about it. You know.
Hey, one thing I did want to mention while we're talking about podcasts,
should they point up?
No. Speaking of nipples, Webcomic Beacon has hit 1 year.
Hey,
that's
cool.
That's awfully cute for a webcomic podcast to hit a year. Speaking of nipples. Tanya will get a kick out of that. Yeah, 1 year for Webcomics Beacon. Congratulations, guys. It's been great having you around. That's awesome. Bum, bum, bum. Let's see. That's my that bum, bum, bum is me looking at my notes. That's what that is. Yep, So, yeah, hey, basically, we got most of our news stories this week because we've been really lazy not finding them ourselves. Off the webcomic Wire posts that Mike Moss does for us on the Geekcast.
I have not been lazy this week. Don't even throw me into that.
Lazy in the podcasting sense of stuff. You've been very busy.
I haven't made it home before 8 p.m. at all this week.
All right. But anyway, we want to give out a shout of thanks once again to Mike Moss for keeping that webcomic Wire posting on the Geekcast site. Lots of great articles and links, all kinds of stuff there. So be sure to check that out daily, even if you want to, as long as Lunar Page doesn't take us down. Bastards. I say that in the nicest possible way, by the way, in case anybody at Lunar Pages is listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Hey, quick before we go, I get some Twitter bits. Twitter bits. Oi Comics has a collection released recently over at createspace.com/3356672. I'll put that on the show notes so you can just click on it. But congratulations there to Oi. That's a plug, plug, plug. When I send out the list, is there any webcomic news out there? Pious Knob, otherwise known as Poinko, otherwise known over at, what's the comic he does? Over at NestorComic.com.
Oh, I love Nestor.
Nestor's awesome. He says, of course, the news is that he loves me. I love you too, man. Appreciate that. Check that out. Let's see what else we have. Willis 42 wants some people to know that he got his computer back up and running, so Barely Listening, which is hosted over on Drunk Duck, should be back up again on Monday. Great job, man. Congratulations on getting the computer working. I know what a pain in the butt is when one of those goes down on you. And I mean that in the cleanest possible way. And John Coswell. John Coswell from DonsDictionaryDrama.com wanted me to let you guys know that, yeah, that Comics Manager 1.3 beta is out. You can actually go over to Lunchbox Funnies forums to grab a beta version if you want to test it. The 1.3 actual release is going to be out soon.
Hey, quick, wait, whoop. What was his name again?
John Coswell.
Doesn't that sound like a great sci-fi name or something?
I think it is. Or do you think of Coswell Cogs from the Jetsons?
No. I'm thinking of you get like Buck Rogers.
John like Coswell.
John Coswell. Space Ranger.
Sure. That'd Sorry, be good. So there you go, John. There. You're a space ranger. And Scott Story says he doesn't have any news, so that's good. There you go. But he tweeted anyway.
Who's our sponsor?
Good. Let's see. The sponsor this week at the top of the page of the Night Geek Glow recording is Menshwa, the Menshwa online community. I don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah. That's the Avatar.
Oh, the Avatar community. All right. Well, thanks, guys. We also have Xena, the Warrior Princess, over at the Authentic Craftsman Swords, DVDs, and More over the Xena Warrior Princess site. The official stores is the we got a picture at least of Lucy Lawless on our. That's not Lucy. Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah,
Lisa Lovelace.
No, okay. No, the other one, Xena, on our website now, man.
Yeah, Lucy Lawless.
Lucy Lawless can't beat that.
Number six.
No.
She's seven.
Huh?
Is she seven?
On what?
BSG.
No. Oh. Yes. She's
she's seven. She's or not, six.
I think
or
she's
three.
No,
or
she's seven. She's seven. Seven. No, six is six. And I believe three is Boomer. I think she's three.
You know, three. What a commentary on geekdom when all the really sexy women
are all numbers.
In sci-fi are numbers.
And we know the numbers, like the seven and nine. But then you get T'Pol. I've been watching Enterprise, and I gotta love that Vulcan. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but you know T'Pol is like a translation for the number three or something.
Probably. Or 10, smoking hot 10. That's one hot Vulcan. But anyway.
Let me mention one more thing real quick.
Please do.
Because I feel so bad if I didn't mention this guy. Fortissimus Treasure Hunters. I don't know if you guys have heard of that.
Yes, Rui.
Yeah.
Yeah, we offered to interview him once,
but he goes,
I don't really speak English.
Yeah.
I went, oh, crap.
I 4 years ago, he was on Drunk Duck too.
Yep.
And so whenever I came back to webcomics, I pulled up his page. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You want to see an artist evolve?
No kidding.
Go check out his page.
He's absolutely amazing.
It is amazing. It blew me away. I didn't think it was the same person drawing. He is really, wow.
Grown a lot. Yeah.
Well, it's been a long time. And, you know, a lot of the people when they started webcomics, they were young. I mean, he was probably, you know, early teens. I wouldn't doubt it. He was over there with Tyndall now with Pens and Tails. They still over there at Pens and Tails?
Yeah. Yep.
Rocking. Tyndall, I used to, I am with Tyndall like every day back when Drunk Duck was up and whatnot, when I was webcomicking. I still catch him now and again, but yeah. Pens and Tails is at pensandtails.com, I believe, and it's spelled like Tails, like T-A-I-S.
Yeah, it's th.pensandtails.com.
But it's T-A-L-E-S, not T-A-I-L-S.
Oh, T-A-L-E-S. I meant that. That's what I meant.
Like stories.
Like the story, not the tail, like the...
Pens and Tails sounds like a furry site.
Yeah. Probably is.
Why don't you see if we can get that domain? That's probably...
There's probably some money in it for it somewhere.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, folks, that's going to be it for the show. We've reached our time limit and probably gone a little over for the first time in a long time, which is great. So, yeah, hopefully this show makes up for last week's and the week before, because I think we did some good stuff here. It was lots of fun. I'd like to thank Beatnik Turtle for the theme song once again. Those guys are great at thesongoftheday.com. Of course, Christiana Ellis for the Shallow Thought, and that bastard Brian Anderson for his picks of the week as well. And, of course, Hunter Galleon from swordandhand.com. Thanks for coming on, man.
It was a blast.
Great to see you back in the webcomic waters, and I'm sure you'll be around for a while because you did a great job building the community before. I think adapting with the newer technologies, you should be get your readership back up in no time. I have no doubt in my mind that'll happen. All right. So, hey, Scott, you got anything else to say before we sign off besides buy your stuff?
Well, somebody pick a number between 1 and 10.
7.
Okay, that's the next character. I'm just going to start a new character named 7. Maybe that'll up my readership.
Be a cat girl?
A cat girl named 7.
Could be.
Might happen.
She's on her 7th life.
Tell you what. Read the story.
Read the story
might happen.
Find out. Head on over to MattScottComic.com.
Stranger things have happened.
And folks, you don't want me alone at MegaCon. You do not want me to be handling Night Gig all by myself at MegaCon.
You won't be alone.
I won't be alone. There'll be a lot of great guys with us, but we need
You'll have your ukulele.
I will have my ukulele. It's going to be scary. Should be fun. All right, folks. That's it for the GigCast this week. Thanks for listening. Remember, subscribe if you haven't. Keep listening anyway if you don't. All right. So for all of us here at Night Gig and the GigCast, this is JT Shea for Scott and myself and everybody else again, like I just said here at Night Gig and the GigCast. Until next week, I'm not going to say gig out. Enjoy your webcomics. This has been the GigCast. Remember, all links mentioned on today's show can be found at our homepage at www.thegigcast.com. The GigCast asks, what's your gig? Let us know. Drop us a line at gigcast@nightgig.com or call our voicemail line at 1-206-203-3334. The best we played every week on the show. Help us help you let people know what is your night gig. Music for the GigCast provided by Beatnik Turtle at beatnikturtle.com and by Corey Smith at myspace.com/TheCoreySmith. The GigCast is a production of Night Gig Studios at nightgig.com, where it's not about what you do to live, it's about what you live to do. Nightgig.com. What's your gig?